Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
Robert!
Yes, Michael.
Good morning, good morning.
Right, oh, hang on. Oh, now, oh, what's going on with the microphone?
Same.
Okay, no. I got rid of that lolly. Last week I said I'd be talking about mermaids.
Yes.
But what's happened is I've been overwhelmed with research stuff. Someone sent me a whole load of stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't get through it. It's quite a fascinating subject. It's not what I thought it was going to be.
Now, will mermen be included?
Mermen are included, yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. And it, like Romans, Greeks, Inuits, all sorts. It's really, really good. But I've got two. You know, I like a good scientist. Story.
Double scientists.
Got double scientists today. And this first one, I couldn't believe who were involved and what they were doing. Normally scientists are working out quite important stuff, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
But this one, right, a team of international scientists appear to have discovered why hot chips are so tasty.
Oh, God.
Right? Yeah, I know. I know. Simply put, the brain gets hijacked by the combination of high fat and high carbohydrates, making hot chips and similar foods highly attractive. And scientists from Yale University, I'll say that again, Yale University.
Wow.
And they're not mugs there.
No, that's what.
I mean, they're pretty onto it.
That's what they call it.
Ivy League.
Ivy League.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
They found our brains love foods high in both fat and carbs, and they wired 200 people up to a brain scanner and then showed them images of fatty, carby, and so-called combo snacks, like hot chips, which are high in both fat and carbs. And every time an image of the combo snack came up on the screen, the reward centres of the in the subject's brains lit up, regardless of whether they said they liked them or not.
Well, what about like a roast potato?
Roast potatoes are the best.
Yeah, look, isn't a hot chip just a dirty old street scum version of a roast potato?
You don't.
Deep fry roast potato, roast it. So does that count? Because it wouldn't have as much fat.
I don't like combo meals, and I don't know whether but I do like deep fry.
You don't like combo meals?
No.
You just don't like the mixture of different things, or?
Let's
say if I offered you a roast dinner.
Oh, a roast dinner.
Roast dinner, but I mean, it's a combination of, say, peas and beans.
I think combo meals is like Coke, chips, and.
Oh, you mean like scam selling you more stuff? I'll tell you what, went to Wendy's the other night, friend and I, just on the way home from somewhere, so we'll just grab some Wendy's. I'm never going to go. That's the most expensive pile of
is it?
Poos I've ever bought. What a disgusting!
I think if you're
what a disgusting amount of money to charge for some disgusting food.
I think if you can have a burger,
We should have known better. We should have known better.
Well, exactly.
We do know better.
You've got to go to like a one-off shop, not like a chain thing. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I love deep fried Mars bars and Snickers.
See, that would your brain scan would be ding 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 on there.
I could never eat more than two deep fried Snickers.
When you have one, do you have the good your tightness across the chest or blood pressure thing?
So sickly. When I was really, really poor and I was living in Mount Eden and I couldn't afford to eat, I'd go and eat one of those and I wouldn't have an appetite for the rest of the day. So it cost me like $3 or something. So it sort of works.
What's the most sickly thing? What are you the biggest sucker for? Yeah, when it comes to you pretty much just told us, haven't you?
Deep fried afters,
That cream brulee I had the other day. But I mean, and I was talking it up at the time. I could have 10 of these, but I really don't know if I could even have two.
I really like chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse. Yeah, I mean, I like the.
Especially when you buy the little ones. Yeah, I've got to buy at least three of them because the first
one. A mini mousse.
Yeah, the first one, you can't even remember eating it.
When you had hair, did you ever used to put mousse in your hair?
I actually had my hair.
That was the thing. What about? I can remember going to school dances, and you'd have this tub. Like a small swimming pool, blue or green gel, some gel in your hair. It's like, what was that even? Like, they don't sell that anymore because you know why? Yeah. Because I think it might have been poisonous, brain cancer or something like that. I don't know. It's like, what's this gel? And mousse? Then it was clay. So it's still
By that time, I'd gone to a number two by then.
Yeah. Well, all those problems are over.
Yeah.
What was the scientist number two?
Oh, yeah. No, hang on. I haven't finished with this yet. AUT Professor of Public Health Grant Schofield actually told me these foods are not found in nature.
Did you ring him up and ask him?
Nah, I put that in there just so people thought I was really into it. Our brains have not evolved to deal with food we're eating. So basically, we're hacking our brain, providing signals that brain was not meant to see and it can't deal with them.
What do you mean?
So there you go. Because we're looking at, like, deep fried food is a man
made. Unnatural.
Yeah. Is unnatural. So, and our brains haven't.
But then, so are boats.
Are they? No, they're not.
Oh, yeah, they're man made.
Yeah, but you could have a log. I mean, I'm sure someone saw a log.
A log.
like a tree trunk going down a river, and thought, oh, that's a good idea. If I can hack that out, I can sit in it. Right, the second story, in the World Cup, I think you briefly mentioned this the other day,
yes.
Mexico were playing Germany, they scored a goal, and then supposedly the celebrations in Mexico City, they all jumped up and down, it was an earthquake.
You're doubting that, are you?
Well, there was a spike in seismic activity the same time as Mexico scored. The Mexico's Institute of Geological and Atmospheric Research claimed these tremors were caused by thousands of the fans jumping up and down. But
That's good. If it's good, it's a good spin. If it's good PR, if it's.
But the head of Mexico's National Seismological Service, Perez Campos, said the vibrations picked up don't resemble
Campos.
Any earthquake, man-made or otherwise. It was just the way the earth moved. Or maybe they were all jumping up and down outside where the actual seismic thing was.
What? Well, that still counts, doesn't it?
I think it's really great. And
just the earth moves. Isn't that an earthquake, man?
Yeah. They say, like, man-made earthquakes can only really be, like, if you, like, fire, a bomb into the earth or something, like, you know, when the Americans were blowing up shit and all that. So, yeah, that's it, really. I think it was. I hope it was. Been really enjoying the World Cup. I know you're not into it, but there's been some really, really good games.
Oh, just... I'm happy. If you're happy, I'm happy, Rob.
Yeah, no, I wasn't happy watching England yesterday.
Wonderful to see Connor yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
Just delighted.
He was
flying about the fact that England had beaten Tunisia.
Yeah.
If they hadn't beaten Tunisia, that would have been ridiculous, wouldn't it?
I predicted it 1-1, and I thought it was going to be a really boring.
Are they quite good, Tunisia?
No, but we're shit.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, well, there's that.
Or can be.
Yeah.
We believe our own praise. No, it was a really good game. I quite enjoyed it. I really struggle watching England or Tottenham play live. I'm just awful. So there you go.
Well, you struggle because it's too emotional.
Well, yeah, I shout and I scream and jump up and down and have a personality bypass.
Why is that, Rob?
I don't know. It's part of who I am, I suppose.
All right. Well, Rob, that's been some fascinating scientific. I'm looking forward to the mermaids.
I was just telling you off air, I've got a friend in Australia who is convinced that they are real from Aboriginal stories that predate European.
Yeah, there are some fascinating Aboriginal stories.
1,000 years.
Yeah, there's some fascinating Aboriginal.
Yeah.
I think the old manatee.
Yeah.
You know, as a looks a bit humanist.
But,
doesn't look as... I guess perception of a beautiful woman.
But my argument with that is I don't care how long I was on a boat for. If I was on a boat for
2 years...
You say
that now.
But they ate a lot of stuff that maybe had mould in it. I reckon they were tripping after time. Because Columbus actually recorded seeing two mermaids.
They ate a lot of stuff that had mould in it. I reckon they were tripping.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They had the...
No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, ma'am.
That's why they reckon the Mary Celeste, everybody jumps off the boat there because they're all like, whoa.
Doesn't it calm down there? I mean, that's a terrible situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, scurvy, for a start. Yeah. Scurvy just made your teeth fall out and your eyes roll out and your guts fall inside out. And then
it
turns out all they needed was vitamin C.
Yeah.
Captain Cook, for all of his faults, was one of the people who discovered that.
Yeah. But that's what I was saying about in America when they had beer for kids. It's because they didn't realise just by boiling the water to make the beer, you made it safe to drink.
Rob, I'm going to play a song by Porto Fapparo's called Tahitian Moon, which is all about sailing in the ocean.
Brilliant.
Outside in Tahiti.
Yeah.
So that's something relevant.
That's something we're going to go and do next week.
We're going to sail to Tahiti?
Yep.
Let's build a Contiki raft, and I.
Yeah.
Who's with us? BFM listeners?
Yeah.
Who's with us?
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.